Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, und es sagt es Gesubis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Ches. Hamashres Ishtay al Yidei Shalish. Shalish is a third party. What's happening over here is, he doesn't live with her. They don't eat together. He gives her what she needs in a different house. And he sends this person, this Shalish, that's appointed to be the messenger. Zakt the Mishnah, Layifchas La, he can't give her less during any given week. May Shnei Kabin Chitin. 2 kabin of wheat, oy me arba kabin soidim, or 4 kabin of barley. She has to grind this up and bake bread for her food. How much is a kav? It's the equivalent of 24 average eggs. In 2 kabin, there are 16 sudas. That comes out to 3 bayim for each suda. So we have a cheshbon of 14 sudas, 2 sudas for every single day. They used to eat 2 sudas a day then. Wait, so she has extra. And the chenami, she has some extra. That's for archim, for poor people. Also for shalosh sudas and Shabbos, there's a 3rd suda. Leil Shabbos, he has to eat with her. That we're going to see later. Amar Abayasi. So Lamaisa, the Tanakama, is saying either 2 kavin of wheat per week or 4 kavin of sa'irim. Amar Abayasi, like pasuk la'sa'irim, we don't give her double the amount of sa'irim. El Rabbi Shmuel, this is only Rabbi Shmuel. Sheyasamach le'edim, he lived near Edai. There, the Sa'irim were terrible. So you needed 4 kavim of Sa'irim. It should be equivalent to 2 kavim of wheat. But in places where the Sa'irim aren't as bad, you don't have to give her 4 kavim. You have to give her according to what the assumption is, what will be the equivalent of wheat. The Tanakama argues in Rabbi Yaisi and holds, no. If it's Sa'irim, it has to be double the amount of chitin. Weiter sagt the Mishnah. That's not all. The Nice Law has to give her Chatzikav kidneys, 1/2 kav of legumes, technically, beans kind of things. The chatzilag shemen, 1/2 leg of oil. The kav groigrois, and 1 kav of dried figs. Oy mana de veil, or 1 mana of pressed figs. Like pressed in a circle. They were sold by weight, says the Batanur, and not by counting it. Remember Igule de veil from Perigelo Metzias? The main life, he doesn't have dried or pressed figs. Paisik ulmasan perisim akamacher. So he has to give her the same amount, an equivalent measure of other fruits. Now, this is just food. Now, there are non-food things that he has to give. Nice la mita mapitz umachzeles. He has to give her mita, a bed. Mapitz, a cushion. Umachzeles, and a mat. So she needs a mat, a cushion. What's this for? This is what beds used to look like then. There was a frame, and there were ropes that went from one side to the other. So first you put a harder mat over the ropes, and on top of that, a cushion, or a soft one. If you put the soft one right onto the ropes, eventually it's going to cut right through. So she needs all these things. She needs the bed, she needs the cushion, and the hard mat. He has to give her a cap for her head, and a belt for her waist, and a new pair of shoes from 1 yamtiv to the next. This is only for the shoes, from 1 yamtiv to the next. The Gemara says that our Tana lived in a place which was very mountainous, a lot of stones, and that caused shoes to get ruined quicker. So she needs 3 pairs every single year. And there's an inyan to give it before yamtiv, because this is your mekayim, the mitzvah of simcha b'chag. So the chayra from Pesach to Shavuos is not such a long time. Her shoes didn't get worn out yet. Good, but still give it then. She should have the Simchas Yamtiv. 50 zoz worth of other clothes from 1 year to the next. Now this doesn't just mean the clothes. It means the cap and the belt also. So the Rambam says this is how it was in Eretz Yisrael. If in different places there are different needs, then you have to adjust to those needs. You have to make it work. For example, says the Mishnah, in regard to the 50 zoz for clothes, don't give her new clothes in the summer. It's hard to wear. It's hotter. But and not worn out clothes in the winter. Because then you need more protection from the cold. Give her 50 zoz worth of new clothes in the winter. That's when she needs the warm clothing. And she will cover herself, literally. Meaning she's going to wear these same clothes in the summer, b'yomai sechama, when they're worn out, blois means worn out, where then it doesn't have to be so thick. V'hashechakim shalah. And by the way, the worn-out clothing is hers to keep, even if he gives her new clothes in the winter. There are certain needs that she has for them. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. If someone is sending the food to his wife, al yidei shalish, now there's a third party, he's only with her Leil Shabbos, we're going to learn about that later. So it can't be any less than 2 kav of chitin or 4 kav of sairim. Rabbi Yossi says, double the amount of sairim? No, that's only Rabbi Shmuel, who lived near Edom, and the sairim are very bad. But the Tanakhama holds it's always that way. You're going to give her sarim instead of chitim, you have to give her double the amount. We said basically it comes out to enough sudais for 2 a day, shalashudas on Shabbos, and also she should have some extra for poor people in Archim. He also has to provide 1/2 lug of oil, 1 kav of dried figs, 1 mona of pressed figs. If he doesn't have that, if he doesn't have the dried or pressed figs, he has to figure something else out, which is similar, some other type of fruit. He also has to provide for a bed, a cushion, and a mat. We said you need all three. That's how the beds were made. Ropes tied to a frame, on top of that a mat, on top of that a cushion. He has to give her a cap for her head and a belt. The belt, some say, is more like an apron. He has to give her new shoes every Yom Tov. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's very mountainous and a lot of stones. The shoes get used up very quickly. So she needs about 3 a year. So if you're going to give her anyway 3 a year, let it be before Yom Tov, so we fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. We want her to have Simchas Yom Tov. General clothes, total 50 zos from 1 year to the next. He has to make it work for her. Not new ones, b'maisachamla, it's too hot, and not the rubbed-out ones in the winter when she needs more protection. Rather, the new clothes in the winter, by the time it gets worn out in the summer, it's good for the summer because it's cooler, and she gets to keep the worn-out clothes. We also explained that it depends on the circumstances and on the menhagim of the particular place. For example, the Rambam says he has to provide meat and fish for Suda Shabbos, k'minhag ha'makom.